Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Mark, it's kind of funny you were just talking about Golden Oak Lending and you were saying how home prices have just continuously gone up. And a lot of people are struggling to find a home they can afford with the interest rates and other things like that. It's just been more challenging for people. Now, some of that might be mismanagement of their money, but
could be.
But there is something to be said for the rates and the home prices. And I think it's also making it more challenging for people to sell their home. Listen to this was the Redfin chief economist talking about the state of the market right now. Listen.
The market is going to change over the next couple of months. All of these homes are listed for really high prices, which is why they are sitting on the market. But buyers can't afford at these high prices, which is why they're backing off of the market. Mortgage rates are too high. Insurance costs are high. Property taxes are high. So buyers just aren't biting at these prices. And also, there are better options in the rental market. So what that means is that these homes are going to need to be marked down in price. And any new homes that are listed on the market are going to need to be priced more conservatively in order for them to sell.
Well, here's the other challenge. I found this article talking about how homeowners could see insurance, their home insurance premiums, jump 16% over the next 2 years. So 8% 2026, another 8% in 2027. And they're saying this is due to an uptick in natural disasters and rebuilding costs. You know, the supply chain issues that have been ongoing for quite some time now, and just the number of floods we've seen and fires, we think about what happened in California early this year. What do we do here? Because it's getting to a point where these insurance companies are, it's crazy. I mean, we had our policy. They tried to increase ours 68%.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Gosh.
You. My husband looked at it, about fell out of his chair and challenged them on it. And thankfully they changed it. Which is kind of sad that they were so willing to.
What was the reason?
I don't even remember. He was the one who did all the talking to them. But I remember him telling me, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous.
You think?
Wow.
That can't be normal, right,
so,
Sue?
No. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark.
No, that's okay, Sue. Please go ahead.
When somebody buys a house, I make sure that they get three different insurance bids because you think, oh, well, I'll get one and it'll be, well, maybe I'll get two to compare. They are all over the place. Like there's no reasonable thread between all of them. You'll get one that's okay and then two that are crazy or two that are normal and one. None of it makes sense. So this does not surprise me that they would say, oh, well, whoopsie. Yeah.
There's
you know what?
A couple of problems here. Number one, this has already been happening in real time in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had repeated, I mean, let's put it this way. If you live in Florida, hurricanes are nothing new. But every time it happens, it's billions and billions of dollars in damage these days. So the insurance companies, some of them have pulled out of Florida. The ones that are left, I've told along the coast, if you own a home along the coast, this happened near Fort Myers, some of those people bought their houses 60 years ago, right? So it's a quaint little home that happened to be near the beach. And now they're going to be charged 7% of the value of the home in just to get home insurance.
That's insane.
And they'll have to pay it up front. So let's assume your home, because it's appreciated over the years, is worth $1 million. You'd have to pay $70,000, if I'm doing the math right, in an insurance premium to maintain that home on the beach. Who can afford that?
And here's the other thing that really irks me about insurance. Okay, so we have some rental properties, and there was a home that we were rehabbing, and it needed a new roof. That was, the buyers were wanting us to do that. Mm-hmm. So we had insurance coverage. So of course we went to our insurance company and told them about that. And they said, "Ooh, you know what? The roof's actually too old. We won't cover that." So we had to pay out of pocket. Why do we even have insurance? Seriously, I understand there are certain things where they can't cover everything. I get it. But to me, a roof seems like that should just be included, because that's probably one of the bigger reasons, aside from hail damage or, you know, something like wind damage, that you would need to repair or replace a roof.
Some of them do it on a scale of age.
Right.
Again, they're all different. In other words, this one will give you less because it's old. And so it really is a matter of sometimes of who it is covering. It's just, it's crazy.
Here's the disaster we're headed for, in my opinion, if this keeps going up. Your insurance company will allow you to be underinsured, right? You see,
yes,
that they will. So if you have a home that's worth $800,000, but you think the premium on that insurance policy is just too much for you to afford, you can insure it for $600,000. And then if something happens, you're hosed,
mm-hmm,
because you can't rebuild it for what you've insured it for. And that's another disaster. It's like people having too much home and not being able to afford to put furniture in it.
Yep.
That's the problem we're going to get into pretty quickly. And I'm not saying I know what the answer is. I mean, these insurance companies, insurance is a calculated risk,
mm-hmm,
and they pay people a lot of money to do the math to figure out how much premium they need to charge for some of these policies.
Well, isn't that,
I don't
what
know
they,
where it ends.
Isn't that what they say on some of these shows where they build a home for a family and they surprise them and the home itself is given to them, it's gifted to them, but then once they actually move in, I've heard that a lot of these families are not able to actually stay in the home because of insurance premiums and other things with taxes. They can't afford that.
Yeah, I don't know how often, know how big a problem that is, but I would agree that could happen. I mean, it's crazy. It really is. And now, you know, Sue, they've gone to this percentage of the value of the home as the deductible for roofs now.
Yep.
If you've still got a policy that's got you grandfathered in, where your deductible is a set amount, like $2,500 or whatever it happens to be, you better go out and find yourself a roofer that will get you a new roof today. Call Correll Roofing, CorellRoofingCo.com, because the next time your policy renews, they're switching you to a percentage of the value of your home. So you may cost you $6,000 or $7,000 instead of $2,500. I'm just telling you.
And
that could happen.
Well, the more storms we have, it sounds like they'll just use that as a reason to drive up prices. The Realtor.com research revealed that a significant chunk, this is the article, of the U.S. housing stock actually faces severe or extreme climate risk, ranging from more than 6% for flooding, 18% for wind risk, and 6% for wildfire. You talked about Florida, Mark, and how these insurance companies don't want to insure the homes, particularly right there on the coast, or they're driving up prices so high that, you know, most people can't even afford it. But I thought they were also trying to pull out of California.
Well, I don't doubt it. Can you imagine what the requirements are in California? In those homes that Pacific Palisades that burned down?
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that lived there for 50, 60, 70 years, you know, passed those homes along to their kids, and there's no way they can rebuild them for what the insurance is going to pay them on some of those.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
And their, you know, system of getting permits is so bad.
Yeah, that's true.
That any rebuilding itself is an enormous undertaking. So,
well, I would argue that part of that report is kind of alarmist because we have had fewer hurricanes the last couple of years than they predicted. They're always the sky is falling kind of people.
Well, yeah.
The problem is the costs keep going up. Because things are more expensive. It's more expensive to hire contractors and rebuild to the standards they're now requiring in Florida. That's the situation a lot of condo owners found themselves in Florida.
I mean, we had to do a new roof at our home in St. Charles County because of hail damage and new siding. And they sit there and try to say it's not like car insurance, right, where you have one claim and then it skyrockets. But what happens is because basically our entire neighborhood had it, they just increase the price for everybody.
Yeah.
That's
the
issue.
Oh, it's great. Getting expensive. No doubt about it.
I know. I'm curious to see if this actually happens like they're predicting, because that 16% in 2 years, it seems like a lot of money for people.
And I don't know that those percentage amounts are regulated by the state, I don't believe. I don't think they have to go request.
I doubt that, right?
I don't think so. I know the utility companies would have to go and request that, but the utility bills are higher, too.
Oh, yes, they are.
Because of that bill they passed last year.
Oh, yeah.
That lets them charge you in advance before
Ameren.
They build a power plant.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that,
They're getting
Mark.
You going and coming on that for sure. All right. It's good stuff. So food for thought. If you're going out and you're looking at what your expenses are going to be next year, you're trying to budget. How do you know?
Budget
call,
more for
call
insurance.
Call your insurance company and ask. That'd be a good question.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.